We got a lot more work to do to recover fully from this recession.
We must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
Well, who's done the picking themselves up and dusting themselves off? Some good economic news now. Last week, the Brookings Institution named three cities, Knoxville, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, and Pittsburgh, PA, the only three U.S. cities to have officially and measurably emerged from the recession. Dallas is the largest metropolitan area of the three with a population of just over 1.2 million. It also has one of the top-performing economies of all U.S. cities. Dallas is no cattleman empire or oil town anymore. It has a diversified, technology-driven economy with a healthy local banking sector, which finances projects in Dallas and around the world. Joining us now is Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings from KERA in Dallas, public radio station and part of the Takeaway family. Mayor, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you. Thank you for having us.
So I asked your colleague, the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, the other day. It's always the case that when economic problems occur, it's bad luck. But when a turnaround happens, it's the result of genius, of the leadership of the community. Where do you stand on this?
Neither is true. It is a result of a lot of hard work, a lot of planning that has been done, but just getting yourself back up, as your song says, and getting on with it. I think this has been happening for a long time. Dallas is the fourth largest economy in the United States, New York, L.A., Chicago, and then Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're about $100 billion of GDP, make about 31% of the Texas economy. So this has been happening for some time, and the recession was a bit of a bump in the road, but we saw it as something we had to power through.
You know, I was down there being hosted by your fine folks there at the KERA in Dallas, so just about a month and a half ago, and I hadn't been to Dallas in probably a decade. The extraordinary changes on the skyline, the number of cranes that are up. How diversified is Dallas compared to what we might have expected a generation ago?
It's very diversified. We are not just an energy city. Obviously, energy is a part of it, being in Texas. But we're the largest technology employer in Texas. AT&T moved here. We've got Texas Instruments. Samsung's got their North American headquarters here. Microsoft, a lot of startups. Logistics is a big part. We're centrally located in the United States. So we just got L'Oreal put a new logistics hub in. You mentioned finance at the start of the show. Medical services are a big part of our economy as well. So when you have that much going for you, and all those are growth industries in the United States, and we want to lead in those areas.
All three of the cities the Brookings Institution focused on have in common serious investments in healthcare. Dallas is certainly a part of that. But let's talk about the technology for a moment. Is this a manufacturing-based technology sector, or is it more like Silicon Valley where the jobs are outsourced and it's more the higher end design and sort of technology development jobs that are available?
You know, it ranges. We've got high tech plants for Texas Instruments right here, but we have a lot of white collar jobs as well. We're really focused on the connectivity side of technology as opposed to purely manufacturing or purely software. And I think as you see what's happening with everybody's cell phone and what it's turning into, we see that as a big growth opportunity for us.
Now, of course, you had advantages because of the capital investments that were made pre-recession. What advice do you have for fellow mayors around the country attempting to make the kinds of investments that are going to keep things going? And what would you advise them not to do during a downturn?
Well, I think, first of all, Dallas has got some things that I can't advise everybody for, and that's being a centrally located. It's an easy place to do business. We've got two great airports with DFW and Love Field. You can get to either coast and back in the same day. I would advise on transportation. People want to live their life in an easy fashion. I think tax policies are critical, too. You know, a lot of people come to Dallas because there's no state income tax. In short, you can work a month for yourself and not for the state, and that's helped us a lot. And then investing in quality of life issues. We've invested about $1 billion, over $1 billion in arts complex. We've got the largest contiguous arts complex in the United States, parks, a beautiful bridge, making sure that lifestyle is good, that we can do both business and the quality of life. And I think balancing on those things are really critical. And lastly, attitude. I did a piece of research and found in the United States, 45% of us thought the best days were ahead of us. 44% said the best days were behind us. In Dallas, we said 65% were the best days ahead of us, and 15% said behind us. So there's a sense of optimism that we are a city of opportunity, and I think those are the type of people we want to have in the city.
Positive message from Mayor Mike Rawlings, the Dallas mayor elected in June of 2011. You're listening to The Takeaway. So, Mayor, let's talk the theme here, really, and we heard this a little bit from your colleague in Knoxville, Tennessee, investments in infrastructure, having that quality infrastructure, also investments in the arts and available health care in the community. These are all quality of life issues that really improve that sense of well-being of everybody in the community.
I think so, and I think also being honest about the problems that you have quickly. And no whining. I mean, that's not acceptable here. I mean, education is a big issue in this city, and we're jumping on it in a major way because we know we can't continue to grow if we don't educate our kids coming out of the job force. We're all in a James Clifton, the chairman of Gallup Corporation, wrote a book called The Coming Jobs War, and he basically said we're all going to be competing for jobs, and education is so critical along with those other things that you just talked about.
All right, there in Dallas, if you're seeing signs of unmistakable economic recovery that the Brookings Institution has seen, give us a call right here at The Takeaway, 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org or just contact our good friends down there at KERA in Dallas. We're talking with Mike Rawlings, mayor of Dallas, one of the only cities in America that's been officially declared recovered from the recession. Before we go, Cowboys, what do you think?
I don't know why I root for them. I have no clue. I mean, I think it's all drama. It's all drama. Now we've got a wide receiver that's going to be out for the rest of the year. I love them, but I hate them at the same time. That's what makes it great.
The economy is the bright spot in Dallas, not the Cowboys. Mike Rawlings, thanks so much.
The Mavericks are doing okay. The Mavericks are coming back,
though. All right. Thanks so much, Mayor. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in on this conversation or anything else you hear. Coming up, a recent investigation has found that U.S. immigration officials put some criminals back on the street. That's later this hour on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.